This is BOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The World Health Organization on Tuesday urged leaders with the power to overturn the, quote, disgraceful global imbalance in access to COVID-19 vaccines to reverse the tide before October. The UN Health Agency has been increasingly frustrated by what it sees as the moral outrage of rich countries hogging vaccine supply while developing nations struggle to immunize their most vulnerable populations. Nearly 4.5 billion vaccine doses have been administered around the world, according to an AFP count. In high-income countries, as categorized by the World Bank, 104 doses have been injected per 100 people. In the 29 lowest income nations, just 2 doses have been administered per 100 people. A WHO official says, quote, "We should be collectively disgusted with ourselves." The organization wants every country to have vaccinated at least 10% of its population by the end of September, at least 40% by the end of this year, and 70% by the middle of 2022. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announced his resignation on Tuesday. He was facing possible impeachment and removal by state lawmakers over sexual harassment claims from 11 women and mounting pressure to quit from fellow Democrats, including U.S. President Joe Biden. It's a surprise downfall for the 63-year-old Cuomo, who just a year ago earned praise for his handling of the coronavirus pandemic before being engulfed in sexual harassment allegations and accusations that he covered up the scale of COVID deaths in nursing homes. He says his resignation is effective in 14 days. This is VOA News.